Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come at the tight end in there as a fullback to lead the way from a Nung guy who's got a seam. And he's got a touchdown. Back in front of his home fans. Dar looking to find room himself again. Blockers in front. Jackson Dar inside the 20. The ball is out, and there it is. The Bears come up with a takeaway.
The wheel on the field is a fumble recovered by the defense. First down, Chicago.
It's Deshaun Wright with a fumble recovery. Jackson Dar puts it on the ground, and Chicago gets the takeaway it desperately needed. Giants bring an extra man. It's picked up. Williams, flush. Williams, room to run. There goes Caleb Williams. There goes Caleb Williams. First and goal, Chicago. Williams runs for 29, and they've got it at the one.
Late in the fourth quarter, he's been great on this drive.
Clock winds under four. End zone wide open. Odunze for the Bears' touchdown, and Chicago not finished yet. Longest run of Caleb Williams' career, 29 yards, sets up the touchdown pass. And the first touchdown for the Bears since midway through the first quarter. Second down, a fake, a boot. Williams running. Caleb Williams into the end zone! Did he stay in bounds? Now they say yes, a touchdown, 17 yards, and the Bears have taken the lead. A shanked punt. And then a minute later, the Bears have come all the way back and lead with a minute 47 left. And the Bears, this is the fourth time in the last six games that Caleb Williams will lead a game-winning drive. And man, it was all Caleb Williams, whether he was putting it on the money with his throws. Some of them caught, some of them dropped, but overcome by him taking off with his feet. The longest run of his career helped set up one touchdown. And then it was a run of a touchdown. The winning score. Dennis Allen's defense for a lot of the day was not pretty. They gave up more than 400 yards, but did just enough to get it back to their franchise quarterback one more time. So the Bears get their sixth win out of their last seven games. Move to 6-3 on the year. The Giants drop an 11th consecutive road game.
And now, live on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app, it's Gabe Ramirez.
Here for your listening pleasure. On 670, The Score, it is Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you guys till 5 in the morning on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. We're going to be doing a lot today, taking phone calls. Oh, Grant Leader producing today just opened up the phone line, so you know what that means. It's time to get busy, time to take your thoughts. I'm ready. I'll be gentle today. I'm not going to be too over the top. I'm not as excited as most about this one. It's like, don't worry. I don't want to, you know what? I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to get negative from the very beginning.
Yeah, we just started the show.
I just started this show. I'm going to try to be positive, but the phone lines are open, ready to hear from you in this one. Of course, the Bears defeat the New York Football Giants 24-20 as the guy mentioned at the very end, Bears have won 6 out of their last 7, the only loss being to the Baltimore Ravens and a Lamar Jackson-less Baltimore Ravens. That's important. Bears also lost to the Lions and the Vikings at the beginning of the season. Bears get the opportunity really to avenge that loss against the Vikings next week Sunday. I wonder what the line is going to be in that game. It's going to be at Minnesota, so... Oh, my gosh. At Minnesota, so they're going to be... They should be the 3-point favorite. But it'll
I feel like the Bears should be the favorite in that one.
But it'll be interesting to see what ends up happening in that, and if the Bears can pull out a victory, they're going to certainly need it. But 6-3, Bears don't feel like a 6-3 team. Interesting game. A lot of topsy-turviness over here. I feel like for the first 3 quarters, Jackson Dart outplays Caleb Williams, and then Caleb Williams does the impossible, and that is brings your team back down 10 with 5 minutes left to go. It's just storybook ending for the Chicago Bears. And Caleb Williams, I mean, he did save the Bears again. I mean, that's without saying. And, you know, I'm excited about the win. I'm impressed by Caleb Williams, but, oh, man. Definitely not throwing some sort of parade for the late-game hero ball just to beat a 2-8 Giants team, right? That literally tried to give you the game. Tried to give you the game so much they brought in Russell Wilson for you. They said, here, you know what? We're going to throw a couple penalties on the defense so that way you guys can get a couple first downs. Then, you know what? We're going to bring in. We're going to call it a concussion. It's like all part of the script, you know? But the Bears are 6-3, got a quarterback who does not flinch, down 20-10. Everything fell flat in that game. The weather obviously played a big role, but Caleb just walks in. He's like, don't worry, guys. I haven't had the best game. It's time for me to throw on my blinders. I haven't been having the best game, but it's because I haven't been able to concentrate. Now I'm able to concentrate because now I know my back's against the wall, and that's when I play the best. Arm, legs, franchise behavior is what I would say for Caleb Williams right there. And again, ready to take your phone calls. Curious about it. I know Bears win. Weather's crappy. I'm outside feeling like I'm going to die in a wintry, what is it, a wintry mix outside. It's terrible out there. Shout out to all my people who are on the road. Don't be too cool and try to go too fast. Just chill. Listen to some Bears talk. Play some highlights. We're going to play some Ben Johnson at the podium. Caleb Williams at the podium. But if you are so brave and you have Bluetooth and you are in your car, feel free to call in. If you're at the gig and, you know, you're not necessarily upset about this game, but you got some thoughts. Got some thoughts about the performance of the Chicago Bears against the Giants. Just felt icky for a while, man. I'm telling you, I was watching this game and I was like, first of all, I almost picked the Bears in my Survivor League, which I should have, by the way. I ended up picking the Panthers who lost to the Saints. So now I'm out.
I picked the Seahawks.
Yeah, I had already picked the Seahawks. So I felt like I was deep in the trenches. But there was only 47 of us. At the beginning of this weekend, there was only 9. So I was really disappointed because it's like a $1,400 payout or whatever. So ended up losing. Should have picked the Bears, though. But if I would have, I might have died from a heart attack trying to figure out if I was going to continue to stay in the money or not. But listen, here's the one part that nobody wants to admit about this Bears team. And that is it is that the Bears are living off of chaos. The Bears are winning off of chaos. No sacks allowed tonight. Great. But, you know, Caleb, it can't depend on the magic. And that's the sad part about this Bears team. As a Bears fan, and I wonder if you feel that way as well, that you're 6-3, but you also know that it's kind of smoke and mirrors. Kind of. Not completely. You got to win games in the NFL. But my thing is, are the Bears good or are they just entertaining? Right? I'm glad that you're better than the bad teams in the NFL. That's a great place to be. But it's one thing to be the best of the worst, and I'll go into my Carlos Boozer spiel. It is one thing to be the best of the worst, and it is another thing to be one of the best teams. Follow me there, right? Are you just simply better than the Giants and a banged-up Bengals team and a Saints team and a Commanders team, like a Raiders team, a Cowboys team that's terrible? Like, are you just better than the bad teams? Or can you compete with some of the best teams in the league? And the Bears have yet to show that. And they'll get their opportunities in the next several weeks. Starting with a nice little warm-up. Like a team that is just like the Bears, where they're not good, but they're not terrible. So they're just better than the worst teams. That's the Minnesota Vikings. Then after that, the Bears face a Steelers squad that got whooped today by the Los Angeles Chargers. Then they go on to face the Eagles, Packers, a Dylan Gabriel-led Browns team, Packers. Then I'll be in San Francisco watching that 49ers game, which I thought it was going to be an easy win last couple of weeks, just seeing how things played out. But I'm scared for the Bears to play just a good team, what that might look like. Like, this defense, giving up 400 yards, like, against a good team, they're not going to let you back in like that. So it'll be interesting to see how the Bears' resilience shows up in these games in real time. Can they find themselves in a position where they can, you know, get some stops, put some points on the board? I like what Ben Johnson said. They're going to be playing their best football by December. So to me, that I have no problem with that. But my problem is that, I love that the Bears have a closer, right? I hate that they keep needing him to be a firefighter out there and putting out these flames against bad teams. So the Bears, are they dangerous? Yes. Are they trustworthy? No. Are they fun? Absolutely. Must watch, but not necessarily a team you could pencil in to make a deep run in the playoffs. And I think that's where we're at right now with this squad. So I want to hear from you. I know you're all in on Caleb. The Bears are 6-3, no questions about it. But are you like me and you love the quarterback, but the team is making you like you want to love this team? Actually, let me take that back. I love this team. There's my meatball take right there. I love this team. Gardner Johnson, love him. CD, as he wants to be called, or as Ben Johnson called him, DJ in the locker room. Love the team. Love the personalities. Not necessarily sure they can put it together against a good squad. And that's okay. I want you to be very clear. You got to talk about expectations, right? I talked about Caleb Williams last couple of weeks and my expectations for him. They're now just to be a top 10 quarterback. I don't need you to be a top 5 quarterback. Just be a top 10. And I think today he fell into that category. Caleb Williams, 20 for 36 today. 220 yards. One touchdown. No interceptions, no sacks. Those are the key components right there. No interceptions. No sacks on the day, but only one touchdown, 220 yards, 20 for 36, terrible. I mean, when Jackson Dart came out and he was like 11 for 14, it did have me feeling a certain type of way. Not that I think Jackson Dart's better than Caleb Williams, but I was like, damn, if Caleb Williams could just implement this part of other quarterbacks' game, like if he could just get the dump off right, if he could just the three-step drop and find your guy, even fit it in the window. Try. Like the easy checkdowns. I kept on seeing Wandale Robinson do a 5-yard out and catch the ball. And I was like, damn, man. Why can't we do that? Why can't we have a nice little easy just play like that? So I feel like once Caleb figures that out, he could be, you know, top five worthy. But the rest of the team had to come through. 13 carries, 80 yards for DeAndre Swift. Kyle Manungai came in, 7 carries, 28 yards. Roma Dunze, 6 catches for 86 yards and a touchdown, which is great to see him. I got to tell you, though, I love Ben Johnson. Glad that he's our coach. Love his offensive prowess. Love everything about him. Just because I love things about you doesn't mean that there's things that I dislike about you. And there are some things that I dislike about Ben Johnson as well. Like, I complained about him doing a naked bootleg 2 games ago just to get Colston Loveland involved. Almost like a, how dare you say Tyler Warren's better than Colston Loveland? Look, I'm going to get him the ball. And then yesterday, after Roma Dunze's dad goes crazy and Rome doesn't get a catch, first play of the game, you draw it up for Rome to get his, like, what are we doing? Are we, like, that's like super petty. Like, are we trying to prove a point or are we trying to win a football game? Then, you know what? I am going deep on the complaints today.
Maybe he's looking into the Twitter fingers.
Of course he is. But look at the Bears going up against one of the worst rushing defenses in the NFL. This really threw me off. First drive of the game. First play, Caleb Williams pass to Roma Dunze, as I mentioned. Second play of the game, another pass. Another pass for the first down. Third play of the game, another pass. So 3 straight passes to start the game off. Then that gets you to second down, 3-yard run. Third down, 3-yard pass, incompletion on fourth down, turnover on downs. I say that to say there's a level of stubborn with Ben Johnson. And it's weird. It's a double-edged sword because I appreciate Ben Johnson's decisiveness. I genuinely appreciate and enjoy the fact that he understands what he wants to do. It doesn't mean I can't call him stubborn, right? To come out and draw up a play for Roma Dunze after him not recording a catch in the previous game, it's almost like you're insecure or something like that. I don't know what it is. And then to come out against one of the worst run defenses in the NFL and five out of your first six plays are passes, it's like, I don't know. What are we not? You like your run game, but only when you like it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I got in my head. You like the run game only when you like it. No. Worst run defense in the NFL? I'm not running on you guys. Got to unleash Caleb Williams here. It's like, come on. What are we doing? Just those things kind of threw me off the wrong way. Then, of course, another turnover on downs by the Giants. Bears get the ball back. They didn't have their patented signature lengthy drive in this game, where most drives from the Chicago Bears were like 8 minutes, right? That's their MO. Run the ball, eat up the clock, put points on the board, minimize possessions for the opposing team. And the Bears didn't necessarily do that. Look, here are their drives for the day. And I'll go from first quarter to the end of the game. 247, 342, 253, 143, 418, 3 minutes, 431, 138, 217, 106, and then, of course, the kneel downs at the end of the game, 38 seconds. I mean, I guess the counter argument there is that you got to find different ways to win in the NFL, right? Olin Krutz talks about game plans being repeatable, and the Bears certainly have found ways to repeat games where they run the ball, keep Caleb efficient, and end up winning the game. But this one was a little bit different, right? Bears lost the time of possession battle in this one. But I think overall, I mean, geez, this is going to be a terrible game. Like, the phone lines were going to be lit up, pissed off that the Bears lost. 5 minutes left, down 10. You're like, I'll be honest. Let me see, I can go to the point when I knew the Bears were going to win this game. It was in the third quarter, and the Bears were only down 17-7 at that point. And then I think the Bears kicked off the ball. The Bears were down 17-7. Got the ball back, six plays, end up punting back to New York. And then I think it was, when was it? There was a certain moment, I think it was like, oh, here we go. When Jackson Dart threw that incomplete pass to Wandale Robinson on the side, it was second and 10. And then it was third and 10 at that point. I thought to myself, okay, this is it. The game's about to be over. And then he passed to Wandale Robinson for another 9-yard gain, and then Jackson Dart scrambled to get that first down, and I got worried. But I felt like, and I've been in this situation before as a Bears fan, where the Bears are up and you feel like it's about, like, in your mind, because you're a cynic and your team sucks, you're like, oh, okay, Bears are about to blow this one. And then, like, a three and out later, a quick touchdown, kind of like how they did to the Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Flacco. Like, you felt like something was just going to happen. And that's what I think the Giants felt like against the Bears. But then they get the field goal, make it 20-10 after the Bears made it 17-10. And then I was like, damn, two scores again? Bears get the ball back, three and out. It's like, or four and out, excuse me, turnover on downs. Like, come on. But then you force the punt, get the quick touchdown, nine plays, 91 yards. In 2 minutes and 17 seconds for Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears. Get the ball back to the Giants, another three and out. Shout out Russell Wilson for that one. Bears get the ball back with the botched punt. Four plays, 53 yards. Come down, Caleb Williams with the touchdown. And then the defense has to come down and do their job again. Thank God they're playing a crappy team. That's what I'm trying to talk about. Like, if it's 20-10 with 6 minutes to go and you're going up against anyone that's good, you think you're winning that game? You think you're scoring two touchdowns, being the beneficiary of a botched punt, and then with a minute left, stopping them from doing anything? I'm just saying, Bears fans, it's a tough one. That's why everybody's sleeping today.
Well, I mean, it's 6-3 team. Sleeping good. Snowy outside.
Fair enough.
It's cold. It's very cold outside.
As I'm saying, people are cuddled up right now. Thinking of Caleb Williams scrambles. It's just little Caleb Williams legs running across their beds instead of sheep.
Instead of sheep hopping the fence.
Exactly. And usually it's Caleb Williams touchdowns, but today it's his little scampers. And with every inhale, the exhale sounds like this. Hee! Because they're happy. Hee! It's that bad. Oh, my gosh. 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Got a lot of great guests today on the show, not just me talking and yapping my tail off. Of course, at 5 o'clock, Dustin Rhodes comes in and takes over with the pregame show. He's going to get you all the deets surrounding the Bears game and everything else that happened over the weekend. Then he's going to hand it over to Mully and Haw, who have three great guests for you. Olin Kreutz at 7, Brad Biggs at 8, and Clay Harbor, my guy, at 9 o'clock. Then Rahimi, Harris, Grody. They got Anthony Heron at 11, Dan Weeder at 1, and then Spiegel and Holmes. Kurt Warner at 3, James Big Cat Williams, the famed offensive lineman, former offensive lineman for the Chicago Bears, jumps on at 4 o'clock. And then Jason Leisure jumps on at 5. But I want to hear from you guys, 312-644-6767. I mean, so many different storylines here, right? We could talk about Caleb. You know what it is? It's a tough day. It's a tough day. I'll tell you what, because as a fan, I'm talking as a radio host, but as a fan, it's tough because what are you really talking about? You can really only talk about the last two drives. Like when you're talking about positivity and things to be optimistic about. Caleb Williams, a guy, and he brought you back. But if we're going to have real conversations about the rest of the game, the Bears sucked. The Bears sucked. The offense sucked. Okay? The defense, guess what? They sucked. Everybody sucked.
Manungai still contributed again.
Manungai stole carries from DeAndre Swift. Couldn't get him in a rhythm.
Scored.
Yeah. I'm glad.
Yeah, I feel like Johnson's trying to make him like a red zone threat and take Swift out. Because the Ravens do the same thing. Derrick Henry comes out inside the red zone, like inside the 5, and then they give it to Justice Hill. If you saw the game today between the Ravens and Vikings, that's what they did. They took Henry out and they gave the ball to Justice Hill inside the 2.
Are you telling me that Derrick Henry is not a goal line back?
No, he is. Okay, he is. It's just there's certain situations.
I'm trying to hear your logic.
I'm trying to compare it to, you know, right. I'm trying to relate the two.
But. So you think Derrick Henry's a scat back like DeAndre Swift?
Is that no, obviously not. There's a huge difference between Swift's game and Henry's game. But in third down situations, like if there is a 3rd and 8 or longer,
right.
The Ravens like to put in Justice Hill or Keaton Mitchell in those situations because you know they're passing, obviously. So you want to get more speed on the field that way.
A little speediness out there. But of course, Kyle Manungai, 7 carries, 28 yards. Did get the touchdown, obviously not as effective as weeks prior. I mean, the run game looked like the way it looked, you know, for the first 4 games of the season. You know, granted, 2 long rushes by DeAndre Swift, got that 1 for 25 yards, which is a great run, by the way. But I think, it's just a tough game. But defensively, you know, Gardner Johnson with 2 sacks, come on. Montez Sweat got a sack and a half. Javon Dexter got the other half sack. Bears look good there. No interceptions. Nation Wright should have had that interception in the end zone. Jesus. Jesus. It's like, come on, dude. You're letting the little scrappy backup slot receiver punch the ball out of your hands. Like, what are we doing? He thought he was going to come down that way easily. Tremaine Edmonds had 2 pass deflections. Tyreek Stevenson had a pass deflection, as did Jaquan Brisker. Nation Wright had 2 of them, if you include the batted ball. Again, it's just... It's a nicky game. It's an icky game for me. Doesn't feel good. I'm happy that we're 6-3. I hope the Bears don't collapse, though. Because I think that's what it is.
Don't speak into existence. Don't do it.
I don't think I'm speaking it into existence. I'm just being a realist, right? As I'm looking at the schedule and I'm looking at how the Bears... Like, before we get out to the phone lines, again, 312-644-6767. Before like when you're looking at these games, it's like the skin of your teeth, right? Down 10 with 5 minutes to go against the Giants. Bengals take the lead from you and steal it from you by scoring 15 in the last in a minute. The Saints made you a little scared. Commanders 25-24. Raiders 25-24 block field goal. I mean, come on. Now you want the Bears to go up against the Steelers? Aaron Rodgers, Jalen Warren, DK Metcalf, and that defense? The Chargers are a good team. But I'm saying you want to go up against them? Then what happens when you go up against the Eagles? Saquon? How many yards is Saquon going to have? That defense? How many points is Caleb going to put up against that defense? Now, we'll beat the Packers twice. Just kidding. I just would love that. Say that. Steal one. The thing is this. The Bears are going to steal a game from someone. They're going to steal a game from someone. I just don't know who yet.
Niners.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games left. Oh, man. This is going to be a tough. I'm going to tell you right now, Bears fans. Buckle up. Buckle up, Bears fans, because this is not going to get pretty. This is not going to be pretty in the last 2 months of the season. Ben Johnson talking about something. We're going to be playing our best football in December. Sheesh. Oh, man. I hope that's some good football. All right, let's go out to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Let's go out to my guy Jeff in Wisconsin. Jeff, how's it going tonight, man? How you feeling being 6-3?
It feels good, but I'm like you. The same thing. Like, it feels good, but it sucks. I feel like I'm in an abusive relationship. No matter how many times I tell myself, oh, this time is going to be different, I show up and it's the same thing. Like, it's like taking your partner out to the club or someone you care about, and you're like, oh, they'll keep it between the lines this week. And the next thing, 4 a.m., you're getting pulled out of the Denny's in handcuffs.
Wow.
It's just rough.
Wow, that sounds like a very personal experience there, Jeff. All right, talk to me about what's the most frustrating part about this Bears team in the present, right? They're 6-3. They won against the Giants. But what's frustrating to you?
I think it's the same thing like, you look at all just the basic parts of what should go right for you. So we've been pretty tight with our first 12 scripted plays. And then it seems like even Caleb, he kind of loses focus until, I think you mentioned it earlier, to all of a sudden, like, he can hone in. He's got just a couple minutes left. Everything slows down. Everything quietens down in his head. And then he's able to perform in that moment. But, you know, that's like dancing on a razor's edge. It's not going to last forever. And then the defense, like, the running game showed up and the defense went away. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, it was a tough one today. I mean, the Giants, let's be very clear. The Giants are without Malik Nabers, one of the best receivers in the league, without Cam Scadaboo, you know, one of the promising young rookies that gave them energy. I mean, you barely beat a team that's without two of their star players on offense. That's damning. I think that's it's like, I'm here for the Caleb Superman highlights. I'm here for that. But are we drunk? Yeah. Are we just drunk on the highlights while this team plays like trash? You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. And then, you know, the same thing, this young, that the QB that gives them a little bit of enthusiasm, they even took him to the tent and said, here you go, fellas. And it still looked like we were heading towards a brick wall and pulled it out in the last minute.
All right, so talk to me about, because I'm trying to prepare myself, Jeff, for the remaining games in the season. Like, what should my expectations be? Because I don't want to, obviously, I'm not thinking Super Bowl. That's wild. I want to think that the Bears can beat anyone in the NFC, but I'm struggling to wrap my head around that.
Yeah, I feel the same way. You know, especially like with Aaron Rodgers coming in, or, you know, we've already seen Minnesota. I think that some of these teams that are teetering, I think they teeter for different reasons. You know, Detroit's had their moments, Minnesota, Green Bay, but it doesn't feel the same way. I feel like, you know, we're showing up like the freshman, sophomore team, and we want to play some varsity players. And I don't know, like you mentioned earlier, the stubbornness. Like, if we knew we needed to run the ball today, everyone from the meteorologist to the Lord above said, this is what you got to do. And then the coach is like, no, not me. Watch me. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. I'm going to throw the ball 40 times today. There is a lot of that.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's just like I want to be cool with the win is a win, you know? Like the mentality of win is a win. But if you're 6-3, you have to be held to a standard. I think that's what I'm getting to, the point that I'm getting at right now, Jeff, is that I'm grading this 6-3 Bears team as if they're the same team they were last year. And I'm like, hey, little golf clap for you. Good job so far, son. I'm gonna pat you on the butt. Good job. You did well. No, it's like if you want to act like a 6-3 team, or if you want to be a 6-3 team, I need to hold you to a 6-3 team standard. And you're not a true 6-3 team. You're the beneficiary of beating some bad squads. Jeff, I appreciate you checking in with me, man. Always a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
312-644-6767. The coffee is not working. Usually the coffee perks me up and I am on a million. I feel like it's 3 o'clock in the morning right now.
Yeah, you got to try the Celsius.
Is that what it is? Does that have any alcohol in it? Oh, okay.
No, it's an energy drink.
With alcohol or no alcohol? Is it a vodka Red Bull?
No.
Vodka Red Bull might get us turned to the maximum. All right. I want to take some more phone calls. 312-644-6767. Are you cool with the win is a win? Or do you want to be holding the 6-3 team accountable and treat them like contenders? If so, did you feel like the Bears failed today? Like, it's just such a stupid question. I hate this. I hate this because you want to crap on the Bears for not playing well, but then they sneak out a victory the way they've done several times over the last month or so. And so I've been Captain Optimism and being like, hey, there's only so many happy Mondays throughout the year. And now I hate myself for saying that because I want to be grumpy. And I want to be mad at the Bears because the casual fan is going to get really upset that they lose a game in the next coming weeks. But a true fan is going to see what they have in front of them. But I'm curious, do you share my anger? Do you share my passion? Or are you tiddlywinks and you want to just celebrate the victory? 312-644-6767. I want to talk to you after the break. Don't go anywhere. It's Gabe Ramirez right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're back, live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Late in the fourth quarter, he's been great on this drive.
Clock winds under four. End zone wide open. Odunze for the Bears' touchdown. And Chicago not finished yet. Longest run of Caleb Williams' career, 29 yards, sets up the touchdown pass. And the first touchdown for the Bears since midway through the first quarter.
Yeah, thanks, Dad. Oh, that was a good one. That was a good one.
You know people were saying that, too.
I mean. I already know, man. I already know. I know what the trolls is on.
It's Rome Odunze shouting out his pops. I love the way Rome Odunze handled that this week where, you know, damn, I mean, my dad has something to say. That's his opinion. I couldn't tell my dad anything growing up. Because he's my dad, and as sure as hell can, now that I'm an adult and he's an adult, he's you know, championing for his son. I love that Rome said that. And then, I mean, come on, to come out and say thanks, Dad, I mean, that's just like gold right there. Rome, Bears defeat the New York Giants 24-20. Rome Odunze had himself a game as well, of course, found the end zone, which was great for the Chicago Bears, needed that. I think that the opposite side of that was DJ Moore. Obviously, he had a looked like he had a wrist injury or shoulder injury, but he didn't have any catches on the day. So maybe next week Ben Johnson will drop a play first play of the game for DJ Moore, a little handoff. You know, get him in the mix. But Rome, 6 catches, 86 yards on the day, 1 touchdown, 10 targets. Shout out Rome Odunze. It's almost like Caleb Williams and Ben, that they're meant for each other, right? Like last week we saw Caleb kind of like, oh, Colston Lovely, you can catch the ball here. I'm going to throw it to you now. And then this week, oh, Rome, that's right. Rome, I love you. I forgot about that. Curious what you guys think. What are you thinking about this game? I'm all over the place with this one. There's I don't know where to go with this game, right? Because you can say, like, I'm acting soft right now because the Bears are 6-3. Shut up and just eat the 6-3 pie and enjoy it and like it and take it and love it and talk about all the happy times. Then there's parts that's like, oh, Caleb, you know, can't play through quarters 1-3 and he has to wait till, you know, back's against the wall and that's not the recipe for success, continuously having to depend on Caleb Williams. Then it's like, are the Bears, then it's my confusion about the Bears. Are you dangerous or are you fraudulent? I can't figure it out. But yesterday felt like a line in the sand for me when I was watching this team, because what I watched was a team that can be dangerous. We saw it in the last 2 possessions of the game. But they also look You know, I mean, geez, I take away the fourth quarter. I know you can't do that, but you take away the fourth quarter. Bears got outplayed in every facet of the game. Defensively, they played better. Quarterback played better. Their running game was better. Wandale Robinson and Darius Slayton looked better. I mean, it was a bad game for the Bears. And then all of a sudden, things started to click. I don't know. I just don't know how to feel about this one. Against a terrible Giants team that's going to be picking in the top seven, probably. Great teams, they don't need other teams' quarterbacks knocked out heading into the fourth quarter and need a botched punt to escape at home, right? So if you tell me this is a scary wild card team that no one wants to see, no. Where do the Bears dominate at? That's the bigger question. But if you tell me they're smoke and mirrors living off Caleb, I can own that too. I could feel good about that. But I'm curious what you think. Are the Bears dangerous or are they fraudulent in your mind? 312-644-6767. I'm curious. They're 6-3 right now. Let's go over. Let's do that. Let's go over my 6-3 teams in the NFL. Just so that way you can kind of see what you should be looking at, like, okay? Because you know who else is 6-3? The Buffalo Bills. I know. You just shook your head. But that's what I'm trying to point out to you. Are you the Buffalo Bills? I don't think so.
You know who they have a better record than?
A lot of teams.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Right, a lot of teams. That's why I don't even want to go there yet, right? Because that's too many teams that you'd have to argue with then. Like, are you better than the 4-5 Baltimore Ravens? No. But 6-3 teams, that's what I'm trying to say. Are you a fraudulent 6-3 team? After tomorrow, excuse me, if the Eagles win tomorrow, both the Eagles and the Green Bay Packers, or excuse me, if the Packers win tomorrow, they'll be 6-2-1, right? If the Eagles lose, they'll be 6-3. So if the Packers win tomorrow, both of those teams will be like 6-3. Are you better than those teams? The Lions are 6-3. Are you the Lions? That's what I'm trying to say. Like, what the hell? This is great, though. Bears definitely the, as it sits right now, the seventh team in the playoffs ahead of the Niners, a team that they'll have to play. Ooh, that's going to be a tough game. 6-3. Here, I'll tell you what the Bears do poorly, and that is stop people from scoring points. All right? Your other 63 teams, when you're talking about net points, Green Bay plus 40, Detroit plus 83, Eagles plus 23, the Rams and the Seahawks, both 7-2 right now, plus 98, plus 100. Bears, minus 8. Just put it into perspective for you. Putting it in perspective. Buffalo plus 51. This is a humbling reality here. Again, Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score. Jeez. Oh my gosh. Got to get myself together. Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by BC Bank and Great Clips. Got to be heading out to the phones in just a little bit. But I just don't know how to feel about this one, Bears fans. And I'm not talking about this game. I want to be very clear. I know how I feel about this game. They should have won this game. So no surprise here. But I don't know how to feel about this team. I don't know how to feel about this team. Caleb, you did great in the fourth bringing back this squad. But shouldn't you have put up some points during the game so that they weren't in this position? You know what I mean? Against the New York Giants, this terrible squad. All right, somebody talk me off a ledge. 312-644-6767. Let's go out to Nate, Lake in the Hills. Nate, good to talk to you again, man.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like they're fraudulent. We really haven't played a good team, so to speak, I think. I mean, Baltimore was our best test. Everybody else is kind of mediocre that we played, I feel. And we haven't really won any of those games. So I think we're kind of fraudulent here.
I know that's the problem, right? Where we're 6-3 and it's like psychological torture Nate, where if you tell me the Bears are 6-3, I tell you I'm elated and I'm screaming the word playoffs. However, in the present, I am far from either of those things. You know what I'm saying, Nate? Like, I'm far from waving my Bears. Like if I walk through an airport, you know how this goes, right, Nate? Where like you got a Bears hat on and people are like, oh, Bears, 6-3. And normally you'd be like, hell yeah, brother, 6-3 playoffs. But like if I walked to the airport and had a Bears hat and somebody was like, oh, Bears, 6-3, I'd be like, I don't want to feel like that, Nate. You know what I'm saying?
No, I know. And I think part of it is, too, I think it's just we're not consistent. You know what I mean? Like, you look at today's game, for example, like last week we got Loveland going. And then today through the first half, and I had to go to work, so I didn't see the second half.
Yeah.
But, like, none of our tight ends had any targets, either Komet or Loveland after last week's big game. And then, you know, it's like last week Odunze has nothing, and then this week he has a big game. It's like spotty offense, you know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't seem like we're clicking every single week with everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
And no, I get you. And because it's about creating identity, right? And people are saying, okay, well, the Bears are a run-heavy team. And it's like, okay, but are they, though? Right? Like, DeAndre Swift, Kamanunga.
Well, I mean, that's the other shocking thing. Like, I think everybody in Chicago thought today that they were going to come out and run the ball against the, you know, worst defense in rushing. And we didn't do that in the first half. You know, we had 12 carries, 18 passes in the first half. It's like, if we were that, we should have came out and run the ball down their throat. You know what I mean? And it just seems like we didn't do that today. I don't know if that was
I think the reality is, right, that the Bears' run game, let's be very clear, right? I mean, granted, they're averaging a bunch of yards and because of just accumulation. But as a fan, Nate, if I asked you, do the Bears – let's take out like the actual yards themselves, like as a fan, and I was like, do you think the Bears have one of the top rushing attacks in the NFL? You'd probably say no, right? We wouldn't be like,
no.
Right? You wouldn't be like, oh yeah, hell yeah, DeAndre Swift, watch out for that guy, like, or Kamanunga, yeah, one good game, you know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't say that. So I think when it comes to the identity, it's like, okay, you can say that they run the ball, but again, it's more of a more accumulation than it is efficient rushing attack by the Chicago Bears.
Right, no, that completely makes sense.
It's a tough one though, but it's just frustrating. What are your hopes about next week's game against the Vikings?
I mean, obviously, it would be. I mean, they seem like they're a decent team. I mean, we should have won that game in week one. We lost it, so hopefully, we come out and win this game. I mean, you look at the next stretch we have coming up. It's a pretty tough stretch. Next three games, you know, it's Minnesota, Pittsburgh. And then who's after that? Detroit, I think, or
Eagles.
Somebody, or Eagles. Yeah. So it's a pretty tough stretch. I mean, you would say it, you'd be confident and happy if you go and win 2-1 in that stretch. You know, but you know, it could be a stretch where we're looking at 0-3. You know, I mean, it just we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, and I hate to say that as a Bears fan, as being 6-3, you'd say, oh, we should win all three, or you know, 2-1 should be confident, but can we really sit here and be confident? You know what I mean? I don't know. So
yeah, that'd be tough. I mean, could you imagine Bears go 0-3 in that stretch, head back to 500, and then you got to go up against Green Bay at Green Bay in order to try to get above 500? Like, it's just a tough stretch for the Chicago Bears. Like, nothing is easy. But then again, in the NFL, you know, nothing is easy, and you got to fight your way to these things.
You got to take the ones that they give you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, Gabe, real quick, I got a cool story for you, if you don't mind. Really quick.
Of course, love it.
So today, I'm going to work at a restaurant, undisclosed, sure, and we actually catered the food for the New York Giants after their football game today.
No way.
Yep.
Damn.
Yep, we got the catering.
What did they order? What kind of food did they get? Just curious. Oh, you can't get
– I can tell you. I mean, okay. It doesn't matter. I mean, it was deep dish pizza and Italian beef. So
okay, I was trying
that narrows it down.
I know where you work at now. That's the whole thing. I'm just playing. That's really cool, man. Shout out to you guys for being the official caterer of the losing team. here in Chicago. Make them feel,
we weren't sure how it was going to go. We thought it was going to be a winning meal at first, the way it was with the fourth quarter. You know, and we were going to be giving up the winning meal, and now, you know, and then we served up the losing meal.
If they would have won, I'm sure that meal would have had a little extra something in it. You know what I mean? A little extra something.
Hey, Nate. You know, you got to play fair. Yeah. We can't do that. You know what I mean? But, you know, you don't get those too often, but it was kind of a cool thing to go through today.
That is cool. I'm glad that they got some pizza and Chicago treated them right. Hey, Nate, I appreciate you calling in as always, man. Thanks for hanging with me.
Thanks, Gabe. Appreciate you.
Of course. All right, let's go out to Alex on the road. Alex, good to talk to you again, man. Are the Bears fraudulent or are they just fun?
What's up, Gabe? Thanks for taking my call, brother.
Of course.
I'm going to say the Bears are dangerous, I feel like. And the reason why is because...
I like this. This is going to be a long call. No, really... Alex, let me tell you. This is going to be a long call talking about they're dangerous. Oh, I got a lot of pushback on this. Let's go.
Yeah. We good. I'm glad it's going to be a long call. I say they're dangerous because at the end of the day, we're 17 weeks in an NFL season, right? And, yeah, we haven't played our best football, but at the end of the day, the good teams in the NFL, they know how to squeak out wins. And we're, what, I think 4-1 in games decided by seven points or less? Good teams do that. Granted, it's against not-so-great teams, but the good teams know how to end up beating those not so good teams at the end of the game.
Okay, Alex, Okay, so we're saying that the Bears are good, right? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the Bears are a good 6-3 team. They're just not a great 6-3 team, right? They're not like the Bills. Like the Bills are 6-3, but they're great, right? They're not good. So the Bears are good because they can beat the bad teams, right? That's what we're landing on.
As of right now, yeah, currently. Okay. So the way I look at it is, even Ben Johnson sounds the same way, like what I'm about to say. He's like, we're going to be playing our best football in December. So he's looking at like the next couple of games as a way to continue to learn how to win, put a consistent game together, this, that, and the third, right? So I feel like squeaking out games like today is good for us, because if in December, if we're clicking on all cylinders, we'll be ready for the Packers in the last, you know, two out of the last 4 weeks of the season. And I think he's using these games as a way to put all three phases of the game together, more or less.
Okay.
And, you know, he ends up squeaking out a win against, you know, the Commanders. He squeaks out a win against, what was the game before that?
Raiders.
The Raiders, yeah. So I think those are, we're learning how to win, like truly learning how to win. I think Caleb actually played a great game. When we go back tomorrow and we look at it, my boy played great. I mean,
that's a wild statement.
Man, go back and look at it. He might have missed a couple of dump offs.
Oh, I watched the game twice. All right, I've watched the game twice. Trust me, this wasn't his best game.
How many drops did he have great passes? Just okay. Zipping them in there. And Alameda Zacchaeus, you talked about it earlier. How come we can't do a five out and just catch it and go? Because Alameda Zacchaeus can't catch.
That's fair. That's a great counterpoint right
like
there.
He, you know, like Luther Burden, if that's Luther Burden doing a five out, he's probably catching that and getting us an extra 15, because my boy runs through tackles.
He does. You're right.
So I just think when we look back at it and we really dissect, you know, Tim Jenkins, shout out Tim Jenkins, he does a great job dissecting Caleb every week. I think we watch his video tomorrow, and it's probably going to be more of a better game and a continuation of what Caleb's been doing the last 4 weeks. It's just getting better and better and better and better. And come December, I mean, we're going to be more than ready for a tough stretch. I think Minnesota, Ben Johnson's going to dial up some good stuff. He has revenge on his mind. He does those type of things. He's a psycho.
I got to be honest. You're getting me hyped up, bro. You're getting me hyped up. You're really working me up right now.
You said talk you off the ledge, man. I'm trying to talk you off
the
ledge.
You got me sitting on the couch. I'm not even on the ledge right now. I am on the couch. I'm relaxed. You got me hyped up, low key. I'm little hyped up. Because I'm like, man, damn, you're right. Hold up. We're not playing the best ball. But what is, okay, here's a better question than Alex. Gabe Ramirez, 670 The Score, hanging out with you guys. What does good look like, right? Like the Bears, we could agree, are not playing really good football right now, right? Complimentary football right now. But in December, as you're, you know, hyping me up for this train here, What does that look like? What does good, what does playing well in December look like for this Bears team?
To me, playing well would be both Manungai and Swift, you know, 50 plus yards out of the backfield. I know that sounds crazy, but I mean, we've already seen Manungai.
That doesn't sound crazy. That sounds very attainable. What else? What else? Yeah, tell me more.
Get these two guys, you know, 50 plus yards a game each, because we're going to need to run the ball.
Okay.
And then Caleb, this is Caleb's chance to get that percent,
completion percentage
a little bit higher.
Yeah.
Yeah, completion percentage. Let's, you know, get some guys to catch these 5 yard outs. Let's move OZ out the way and get, you know, Luther in there. And just do things that are going to get that completion percentage up. Because unfortunately, and it sounds crazy, but Caleb's about to have to start managing these games. Mm. And I think what he does in the last 5 minutes, if he can do that for the entire game, and he can't because he's not always playing in hurry up, which is what he likes to do.
Right.
But if he's managing the game like he does in the last 5 minutes, the whole entire 60 minutes, and we get Manungai, Swift doing their thing, a little bit less of the drops on the outside, and I don't know what's up with DJ, but hopefully DJ is good. You know, he toughs it out. But if DJ is healthy, and then think about it, we're going to get Kyler Gordon back. We're going to get some of our defenders back.
When is Jalen Johnson supposed to be back in December, right? Is that what it is?
He's supposed to be back in December. That's what they said. I think the last, like,
I mean, that would be crazy.
You know what I mean? And if you think about it, now, Nashawn Wright, that guy's, you know, we didn't ask that guy to be a starter this year. He's got some real good reps now, so we're asking this guy when Jalen Johnson comes back and Kyler Gordon comes back to slide down, and he's got to go guard your third or fourth wide receiver. He's locking that down.
Yeah.
Because he's been guarding number ones and number twos all season.
All right, all right, all right, all right. All right, the Bears are going to the Super Bowl, making a deep playoff run. I like it. Hey, Alex, I appreciate the phone call as always. You bring up some great points, and you left me with some optimism. So I'm going to take that into the next hour of the show, all right?
There you go. I'm going to keep listening to you, boss man.
All right. If you feel compelled to call back, by all means, or you can hit the text line. Alex, I appreciate you. 312-644-6767 is Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score. That makes sense to me. The Bears aren't playing well. They're winning games by the skin of their teeth. But they haven't played their best football yet. So I can still hope for that, where this isn't their baseline, right? I think that's the big takeaway from Alex's call. The Bears play today and for the last couple weeks. That isn't their baseline. That is, I love that Ben Johnson in the locker room was like, I feel like I'm a broken record. I'm saying the same thing. Did you guys ever think that you weren't going to, you know, win this game? Did you guys ever think you were going to quit? No. And I think that's what this Bears team is. And then if they can put it together in the first three quarters, put touchdowns on the board, which they could have, right? Stall drives, etc. All right, but I'm going to ask you, though. You heard Alex. He said dangerous. Beginning of the show, I said fraudulent. Pick one, 312-644-6767. Which one describes your Chicago Bears? I want to take your calls on the other side and continue this thing rolling. It's Gabe Ramirez here on the Plumbers 911. Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Your calls on the other side, right here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.